It is the 12th of May. My name is Matthew Simpet, and welcome to the Sports Talk, where currently we're dealing with the ups and downs that are happening in the PSL. And now the DStv Premiership has gotten more interesting now because the teams that are at the bottom, anything can happen today, and it will give us, you know, a highlight of who might be relegated automatically. And still at the top of the table again, we talk about Mamelodi Sundowns and AmaZulu, where things are happening as well. So we'll try and explain it to you. This is where we're pulling out our calculators and look at the permutations on who might be relegated and why we are saying that. We're going to even explain the permutations for us, why, for you, why we are saying that.
Yeah, hi, my name is Matthew Simpet. Catch me live on the Sports Talk, which is broadcast on dailysun.co.za Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's where we're discussing football, cricket, soccer, athletics and many more. We're talking about sport politics as well. We invite different guests, players, analysts and many more. They will be discussing a lot of information, especially for you, Daily Sun readers. Let's meet on the Sports Talk, Monday, Wednesday and Friday.
Well, it has been speculative for the past, months that the Black Leopards run the risk of being relegated from the PSL. And now today, on the 12th, they are playing against Chippa United, a very important game of which they have to win if they still value their PSL status. Now, I mean, their status definitely is at risk. I mean, everybody knows, even the chairman, David Tidiela, or the general manager, Chifwa Tidiela, they should know that, their team is running the risk of being relegated. And today will give, you know, a clearer picture of what is happening. Basically, that they might kiss their PSL status goodbye, you know, should they lose to fellow stragglers Chippa United at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium at 3 o'clock. And Leopards, we'll need to win this all-important relegation dogfight if they still value their PSL status and that 2.5 million rand monthly grants that come from the PSL. Mathematically, basically, defeat for Leopards against the Chili Boys would mean it would be enough, you know, to rule them out, basically, to go and be relegated automatically. And let's look at the permutations here. Victory for Chippa will elevate them to 27 points from 27 matches, which is 9 above Leopards, who are last on the 16-team log table. And defeat for Leopards again would mean they will remain on 18 points from 27 matches, which would leave them with 3 points to play, you know, carrying 9 points. Even if Leopards can win their remaining matches against Chiefs on the 26th of May, Cape Town City on the 2nd of June and Bloemfontein Celtic on the 5th of June, they can only finish the season on 27 points because currently they're on 18. And their goal difference is a massive nightmare. And they continue to concede goals en masse. And their loss of our goalkeeper, King Ndlovu, who's training with Pirates, was a big as well, you know, hit on the backside for them. And Leopards, out of 26 matches, have lost 16 matches, drawn 6 and won 4, which is 42 goal against and minus 23 in goal difference, which is 11 more than that of Chippa United. And for Leopards to turn the log table around and maybe, you know, fight for a playoff position, which is number 15, they will need to win against Chippa today and move to 21 points, which will ease pressure a bit as they will be 3 short of catching up with Chippa and all having played 27 matches. From this, they will be hoping either Chippa lose or draw their remaining matches against the Celtic on the 18th of May and the TTM on the 2nd of June, which is going to be another interesting one, and SuperSport United on the 5th of June to conclude the season. There's no other way but for Leopards to secure the win. Or they must buy time by securing those wins, you know, but their match against Chippa, it is very important, especially for them to get or buy enough points. On the other flip side is for Leopards to hope Maritzburg United and Chakuma, both on 25, you know, to lose their remaining matches. Maritzburg are left with Golden Arrows on the 12th of May and TTM on the 15th and Cape Town City on the 19th, SuperSport on the 2nd and AmaZulu on the 5th to conclude their season. And as for TTM, they have SuperSport United on the 12th and Maritzburg United on the 15th and Baroka on the 18th with Chippa United on the 2nd and Pirates to conclude the season. You know, Leopards come to this Wednesday's game, you know, from an embarrassing 3-0 thrashing by Orlando Pirates. And that, I think, it has dented, you know, their slim hopes of securing or being out of it, very quickly. But now at the top as well, there's all these permutations that are running around as well, for Sundowns. Basically, they could be crowned champions on the 26th of May, like, Manchester City have done. Even Benny McCarthy must be aware that their 1-0 loss to Baroka on Tuesday has cost them dearly in their ambition to wrestle the Premiership title away from Mamelodi Sundowns. The loss basically has left the Sundowns needing 2 points to have an unassailable lead against AmaZulu at the top, which will declare them, champions with 3 matches spared. Let's look at the permutations again at the top of the table. Just listen carefully here. Sundowns just need to beat SuperSport United on the 26th of May to have an unassailable 60 points, with 3 matches still left against the Swallows on the 29th of May, Celtic on the 2nd of June, and Cape Town City on the 5th of June. Even if they can draw against SuperSport and Swallows, that would mean they have run away with it, as they would be on 59 points, the only mark that AmaZulu, second on the log, can finish in. Because AmaZulu can only go up until 59 points. And Sundowns, for the next 2 weeks, they will be unavailable for the PSL. But they will be in Africa playing against Pitso Mosimane's Al Ahly in the two-legged quarterfinal. And now, for AmaZulu, are left with 3 matches against the Orlando Pirates. Against Orlando Pirates on the 27th of May. And the 2nd of June, they've got Swallows and Maritzburg on the 5th of June to end their term. And victory in all the remaining matches can only boost them to 59 points, like I was saying. But their goal difference is far lesser than that of Sundowns, which is also another disadvantage for them. And for AmaZulu to stay in competition, they will need but collect as many points as they can and hope, Mamelodi Sundowns trip somewhere along the lines, and then that's when they can pounce. They cannot afford not even a draw. It is well documented that AmaZulu have overstepped, their ambition of, a top 4 matches or finish. They have done exceptionally well, but being this closer would mean they have overachieved. I think that's what they did. And third place, Golden Arrows and Pirates, both on 43 points from 26 matches, can only end with 55 points. And of which it's a mark that Sundowns have already overstepped by 2 points. So it rules them completely out, despite, the good form that the Golden Arrows have shown. But this completely rules them out. There's nothing that can happen. And Arrows are on Wednesday. This Wednesday, playing against Maritzburg United in a KZN derby, while Pirates were held by Stellenbosch on Tuesday. And, Pirates will be this weekend, playing in the CAF Confederation Cup quarterfinal against the Raja Casablanca away on Sunday. So it's going to be very, very interesting. So you must be glued to your sport podcast, making sure that you don't miss a thing, because we'll be giving it to you the way as and if it comes. But for today, we must be looking at Black Leopards at the bottom of the table. Anything can happen there, and we need to be clear, especially now that there's rumors that Lehlohonolo Seema could have left Black Leopards. We don't know. That's what we are hearing. And if that's the case, it could either mean Lehlohonolo Seema was not getting it right, and that's why the team was losing. But again, it would mean if he left, then things could be bad, for Black Leopards. Very, very interesting. My name is Matthew Simpet, and let's meet again on the next episode of the Sports Talk, where we're discussing a lot of things, a lot of topics for you, and we're dissecting them for you so that you can understand them and be clear on what is happening. So today, don't miss the game, Chippa United against Black Leopards, and remember what I told you about the permutations. Cheers.